and the Brain, Bikini and the Brain. One is a trainer, the other gets gains. They're podcasting hosts, their muscles they boast. Nah, Dinky, Bikini and the Brain, 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 Brain.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another amazing episode of Bikini and the Brain.
She's calling it, it's amazing. She's saying it's, she's calling it out. So it has to be amazing now.
It's wow.
That's her thing. Her new thing is wow.
Wow.
It's like as annoying as possible. It drives Hugo crazy at the house.
I got you doing it now too.
Yeah, remember? I think 2 years ago we're going. Hey, we're constantly doing. Hey.
Yep. And now it's wow.
It's so much better. A was so much better.
But anyway, that basically describes today's podcast, and I thought it'd be kind of a good idea to go into the reasons why we do what we do. Why do I compete? Why do I love competing, and why do you coach and do all those things that you do? Because you do more than just coach, but, you know, I think you've said this saying before, you got to ask yourself, what's your why?
What's your why? Yeah, I think everyone needs to, and I think that it's important that everyone listening, like, asks you, what's your why? When you're out there and being like, okay, like, we'll tell you our why, but what's your why? You know, it's so important to find that motivation and to live by that why, you know?
Yeah. Live by the why.
Live by the why.
But you know, as a competitor, I think I get a lot of questions, and sometimes, most of the time, it's by, like, I guess, regular friends. Is that the correct term?
Yeah.
Non-competitors. And they kind of don't understand why I would want to do this. Like, why would you want to diet so much and train so hard and not go out on the weekends? I get that so often, like almost like it's a task for me to do what I do, or it's like some miserable process I have to go through. And, you know, a lot of people are wondering why I compete so much.
Yeah, it is a good question. It's valid considering where you're at in your career, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because the people just don't understand, like, from the outside looking in, like, you know, I can't go out with them on weekends and can't eat cake. And I'd rather train and stay home most of the time rather than, you know, go out bar hopping or whatever. And, you know, I had a few years where I enjoyed doing those things and living like a normal person, you know, getting drunk on the weekends, going out to the club and making a fool of myself. Basically all of 2017, the year it took off. But, you know, so I guess you can say I lived both of those lives. I was a normal person who went out on the weekends with my friends and ate whatever, did whatever, and just trained rarely. And then I'm living the life I live now, which is very structured life, very routine. I have the foods I eat and how I train, and training a lot, especially when I'm here in Denver with Adam. But I can honestly say that I like this life a lot better, and I wouldn't trade what I'm doing now for anything. Whether it be, like, if somebody offered me a job with, like, more money, less work, I would honestly still pick what I'm doing. Like, it's like out of love, because it's like, when I look back on it, like, what I'm doing now, the sport, bikini, has given me so much, so many crazy opportunities, amazing opportunities that I would never have had, you know? Like, I mentioned in the last podcast, I never thought I would leave Ohio. And the reason why I had my first, like, travel was to Miami for nationals when I was an amateur, but even as a pro, there was many more opportunities to travel. And I'd have promoters come and say, hey, would you like to do a seminar here in this country and there and there? So, you know.
You were all over the place.
I was all over. I can't even count how many countries I was. I was living out of a suitcase for a while, just like country hopping, straight up country hopping. But, you know, that's given me a lot of life experience and amazing memories. And the people I've met through the sport is incredible. And I met Adam. Like, if I were not to compete, I would never have met you.
I know, right?
Let's be honest. I wouldn't. But I'm just, like, so grateful. And I'm living, like, the dream. I'm, like, that Cinderella story. And doing what I love. I love, I guess, being lame and just staying in on Friday nights. Watching Netflix documentaries. Because I know that although I'm not participating in, you know, fun weekend activities with my friends at the bar, what I'm doing is way more fun in the long run because I'm not thinking about how fun is the next 2 hours going to be. I'm thinking how fun the next 2 years is going to be. So it's more of like a putting the time into perspective and knowing that what I'm doing now is going to have a greater impact in the long run than just having fun for a few hours.
Yeah. So when it comes down to it, though, what's your why?
Why? Because I love, well, first off, I'm having the time of my life doing what I do. Okay. I don't find it miserable to train. I love pushing myself. I love that. I love the adrenaline rush on stage and I guess a goal to work towards, you know, a specific goal. Like, I'm going to do this show this time, so I'm going to train and see how far I can get. But most importantly, I love to be able to motivate others by what I'm doing and show them that, like, you know what? You can make an awesome life for yourself. It's not impossible. Yes, you're gonna have to work hard, but you can do it. And even for those who are just like getting started in the gym, we're talking like the beginners. Like, I love to be kind of like a reference point or a, you know what? She did it and I'm gonna try. And you know, people are watching whether you realize it or not. And I think that's very rewarding for me, is like knowing that like I can help somebody or inspire somebody.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good why to mm-hmm. inspire others and stuff too.
Why?
Why? Sometimes you're weird. So cool.
Yeah.
So is it my turn?
Yeah. Is I want to know going? Like how, what is appealing about being a coach and a businessman? Cause I know you work hard and some people might say, oh, Adam, you don't even have, like, free time for yourself. That sucks. Man, that sucks to be you. Yeah. Dang.
Yeah, I definitely will say there's, you know, there's times that are hard, like, you know, when you're trying to do everything and then, like, there's, like, an Olympia or Arnold or something like that. But it's really not, I don't know. So there's like, I saw it the other day. It was, like, a saying that goes, basically, there's, when you're looking to find work in the world, when you're looking to find your job, okay, there's three different types of people. There's one person who just does a job to pay the bills and he'll kind of do whatever job. He's not passionate about it particularly. Maybe doesn't hate it that much, but he does a job because it pays for his bills and it pays for his family and it keeps him alive. And mm-hmm. and he maybe does something else for passion. And then there's the guy who, and you know, that guy is a guy that works. And then there's a guy who finds his passion in his work and he makes it his work. That guy never works a day in his life. You know, the guy who actually does what he wants to do and he gets all day long and he gets to do that and actually get paid for it as his job. That guy never works a day in his life. And then there's like a very rare type of guy. There's like a very rare type of guy who his passion is his work, but even when he's home, he can't think about anything else
because it just
consumes him. Yeah. It's almost like there's no other purpose in life for that guy, but he's happy what he's doing, even though it completely consumes him. So whether that's a curse or a blessing, those are typically the guys that are going to like change their industry or change whatever is, you know, in their world. And I don't ever want to like give myself that credit of being that guy, but I can't turn it off. Mm-hmm. I physically can't. Yeah. And I'm like, man, one day it'll be like that, but it just hasn't happened. And I don't know, it's been 20 years that maybe I can't. I mean, I started working in a nutrition store since I was 16 years old, mm-hmm. you know? So, yeah, it's, I don't know. So, I mean, I'll be 38 soon. So I mean, that, what is that? 22
His
years
birthday old? Is in April. So make sure you send all gifts to the Contest Prep Center. Yeah. Oh, Denver, Colorado.
Thirsty for gifts, not protein bars.
Protein bars. Send him many gifts.
And Rain Energy.
Remember that video I made for you during your birthday last year?
That was so funny.
Dang it. That was an awesome video.
I have it still. So Ashley, this funny video, So we had this like this two balloons that said 37, and then Ashley's like, okay, lay on the ground, we'll take a picture. I was like, all right, so I'm laying on the ground, like holding the numbers. And then she's like, move a little, okay, now move, just keep moving. And I thought she was taking pictures, but the whole time she got a video of me like squirming around on the floor, like hitting like these bottle poses.
No, I'm talking about the other video. That was an epic video. That was Fabrizio.
Oh, Fabrizio?
With the wig. We recycled a wig.
Yeah, I think he's still around. We gotta bring him back. Bring him back to the podcast one day.
Anybody even remembers who Fabrizio was?
We were so okay. Fabrizio. We should tell the story of Fabrizio. We were in South Dakota.
Yeah.
South Dakota. There's literally nothing to do in South Dakota. We were so bored, and it was a long day. We were there for like 3 days, so we were like, we did so much stupid stuff.
We could have saw the corn museum though.
What? The corn? Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. We didn't see it. Maybe this, next time.
Yeah, it was funny. We landed, and then what did we do? We had the Uber driver.
What's fun to do?
We told the Uber driver that we were on our honeymoon, and he's like, really, in South Dakota? He's like, that's just weird. He was like an older guy. He was really nice. Like, a lot of people don't go to South Dakota for their honeymoon. It's just a strange place. And then Ashley's like, yeah, I'm really into corn. And I want to see the corn here. Like, I heard it's really good here. And so he, like, starts talking about all these corn places we can go. And restaurants that had corn outside, corn museums. And we're like, it was just pure chaos. It was like we're trying not to laugh for, like, 30 minutes to the drive home. And so we're just bored the whole time. And then she had this old wig that she was throwing out, and she put it on my head for a picture. And then I started talking with this dumb accent. And then she's like, let's go to the store like this. Let's go here like this. Let's go. And we just started recording, and it ended up being so, like, a hit. Everyone was cracking up. It was pretty funny. So we'll bring back Fabrizio one day.
Yes.
We have Fabrizio, Mullet Marvin. Mm-hmm. Is that it? That's all there is, I think.
So far.
We got to come up with more characters. I'm Ashley's little brother she never had that she can put in wigs and make fun of. Put makeup on. So I think when it comes to like you guys out there in finding your why, you know, whatever that is, like whatever it is you do for work, like you can have, like, don't think that working out has to be your job. You know, it doesn't have to be that. It could just purely be your passion, and your work can just be your work, and it could be separate. Mm-hmm. But I've found, you know, I've been really lucky, and I'm lucky because I love what I do. And I never intended on being a businessman. I honestly have no desire to be a businessman. It just kind of has to happen. It's kind of one of those things where, like, mm-hmm. now everything is like, I wanted a prep center because I wanted it to be bigger and I wanted it to be better, but it wasn't about the business. And just so you guys are aware, pretty much all the money I've made in the last like decade has gone into the prep center building. Cause I own the building. I don't have any payments on it or any mortgage. I own the actual building. I own the paperwork. Like, I own it. And so all the equipment, there's no loans on anything. And, cause I just don't care about the money of it. It's really always been about making something better and bigger. And so over the last couple of years, I've been able to save more money from the business again. And now we're building the new prep center, and we're going to buy that, you know, and pay that off too. So I just don't like the stress of having bills. So like, I don't really pay myself that much. So it's never been about the money for me, cause I really don't take much, cause I'm just a pretty simple guy. So it's always been about like being better and creating an impact on the world through fitness, and it being my calling. Because I did other things. Like, if you guys heard my old podcast, I've tried to leave fitness before a couple times. I played professional poker for a while with like large sums. I flipped houses for a little while. And every time I left, I failed and lost all my money. Like, every time I've left fitness. So for me, it's like, I think it's like, I mean, I know it's kind of sound kind of corny, but I think it's like kind of like a God telling me, hey, like, I made you for this, and that's it.
God is saying, give these people some abs, bro.
Yeah, and that's it, you know? And it's like truly, like, I'm like afraid to even leave the realm of fitness. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm just going to fall on my face, and I'm good at fitness, yeah. So I'm going to stay there. But honestly, I don't know how I would do anything now. When I was younger, I was more like chasing dollars, mm-hmm. Because I was younger, you know, I was like 22, and I was just like, I got to make money and, you know, get a gym one day. And then it just became like, hey, just keep staying in the path that you were given. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know, I think everyone needs to find their why. Like, whether if it's about, for you, it's about business, and you're trying to like make, you know, everyone does, especially in, you know, if you're in the United States listening to this, we're just like groomed to be successful and live the American dream and like really push for it. And so I think that's just always just part of our culture. But I think whatever your thing is that you do, you find your why and just go do that. Like whether it's, you know, maybe you collect rare backpacks and you want to sell them and flip them for profit, or shoes. You're one of the shoe guys or whatever. Like just do what makes you happy. I don't know. That's what I think that it's a corny saying, but I don't think you ever will work if you do something that you really love. Because I don't know how many hours I put in. I don't clock in. You know, I just, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a lot, and I just don't care, and I don't get bored, and I don't have a Saturday off for 9 months out of the year, because we're actually at Team Lift right now. Yeah. Well, Team Lift starts at we started training Ashley at 9. It's 2 o'clock now. We just did, you know, I do posing classes, I do Team Lift, I'll do my emails for another hour. So I just don't feel like it's work. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. It's weird, right?
You are definitely enjoying what you do. Like I said, I've never seen you in like a bad mood or mad. I mean, maybe if you were tired, you might have been more quiet, but that's about it. You're always smiling, like never seen you sad. So I think you're just the epitome of what you just said. You're just not working.
I'm happy with it. You know, my life cannot change. That's the thing they said, and that's I think important too, to realize, like, you got to realize when you're successful too. You know, I think that people really need to have that like self-reflection and realize when they're successful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether that's you're competing in bikini and you stepped off stage and like, you were like, okay, like give yourself that credit and realize when you've reached success. Cause the problem is a lot of people don't realize when they've reached it. So like to yourself, think to yourself right now, okay, if I was as successful as I wanted to be ever, and I had everything that I needed, what would that look like right now? What would that look like? And to some of you, maybe you're realizing you're there and that you don't need to be crushing yourself or being so hard on yourself anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think a lot of people can say I'm there, because it's like a goal that a lot of people haven't reached it. They set these really big goals, but I'm there. I'm happy. My life cannot change at all right now, and I'll be super happy the rest of my life.
That's what I'm saying too.
You know,
like same thing for me. Not I could definitely do better. Yes. But at the same time, I'm very satisfied of everything I've accomplished thus far. And if competitions don't go my way from here on out, I can't be too mad, you know?
Yeah.
I went farther than I ever thought I was. How do you feel about, like, people kind of, I don't know, some people will say, oh my God, you're obsessed. You're just obsessed with this. Like, you know, because I feel like I get that a lot, like, as if it's a bad thing. You call it obsessed, I call it passion. Like, I love this. Like, who cares? Yeah.
There's a quote, a saying that says, obsession is a word that the weak-minded use to describe the passionate.
Yeah. You know? Okay. That's a good quote.
You like that?
Yes. But yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like some people, especially that don't understand or didn't find their passion yet, call things obsessed. Like, is that all you think about? That's all you can do? Like, this is your life? And what else? What do you do for fun? It's like, well, no, this is fun.
Yeah.
Promise. Like, I'm going to different countries every month. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's I think it's just perspective. Like, those people generally haven't found their passion, you know, and it's kind of sad, you know, to me. Like, I hope that they do find their passion when those people, because they're, you know, for them, like them having fun is, you know, popping bottles and, you know, that's like their only relief they have. And that's not a passion. It's just like letting go of your mind for a little while. It makes them happy because they're like letting go, of any stresses that
they have. That's a good way to, that's actually very true.
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that's, you ask, and that's the problem too, is like, you ask a lot of, like, especially with like this hip hop culture that we're come up in with like the younger generation and stuff. And you ask them what would their idea of success would be? And it'd be like, you know, flashing money, fast cars, and dating as many girls as they can. You know, that's like but that's not success. That's just a moment. You know, it's not like you're what you're passionate about. It's just like what you're kind of trained to think that's what is success is. But success is, you know, happiness. You know, that's what success is. It's if you're happy, if you're making $1 million a year, but you go to work every day and you hate it and you do it, you know, to make that much, you're probably working 10, 12 hours a day. You're not very successful. You know, you've lost at life. You've won at money, but you've lost at life. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to win at life, be happy. And then if money follows that, great. You know, but if not, I've never, even when I was poor, which I mean, I was poor, like my mom didn't have a bedroom type of poor, you know, and, you know, it was like, even then life wasn't that bad. You know, I was still happy. I still had the gym. I was still rich with my friends. I was rich because I had friends. I had love. My mom loved me. And I had the gym, which is always there for me. It's never not been there for me. It's never not healed my wounds. It's never cheated on me or talked back to me. You know what I mean? So like, I've always been rich because of the way I look at things, you know, like money doesn't dictate that. So I think a lot of people need to find their why.
Exactly. And you know? Gosh, that's a great way to look at it too. And also realize, I think, you know, the country we live in, we're very spoiled and we have these amazing luxuries that a lot of countries don't have those or freedoms. Like, you know, like I said, some people are worried about just getting by for the day.
Yeah.
And we're out, a lot of people complain about what they're doing or whatever, what they should be very happy for what they have. You know, being safe is first and foremost, but, you know, everything that follows is icing on the cake and having, you know, financial security as well. Like, I'm not really big into money either. It's like, not like I have a number goal of money to make in a year, but as long as I know that I'm comfortable, I'm taken care of, and financially secure, then I'm like, okay, everything else is just, I'm doing everything I want. I'm not really materialistic, so.
Yeah, you're super not materialistic. You're like the least, like, out of all the bikini girls, like, I know, you're probably like the least, like, you're just so simple. It's so crazy, because we'll be in, like, I remember when we were, like, we used to shoot a lot of videos with our friend Nadim. He used to shoot a lot of videos, and he would always, like, he was shooting videos for this car company, and he'd like roll up in all these different cars all the time because he was shooting videos for this like car place. And these were like crazy cars. They were like really fast, like really cool cars. And me and him, I was like, oh man, you got one of those? And like, we drive all over town, and then Ashley would flip like, oh, I like it because it's orange. Like, didn't care anything about, we're like, we just shake our head like, this is a $120,000 car. Like, what are you, like, it's, appreciate the car, you know, like, but it could be the same, it could be like a 1996 Dodge Neon that was orange, or it could be like an Audi R8 that was orange. It didn't matter. It was just an orange car.
I like unique things for sure. Yeah.
So, but like clothes wise, all that. Yeah. Ashley is she finds the bargains, or she gets what her sponsors give her. And that's pretty much it. I think that's really cool, though, that you're not like that, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like experiences are honestly more meaningful, and memories are more meaningful than material items, which can, you know, get rid of any time or buy any time. It's like, you know, that doesn't really make me so much happy. It's more like memories, experiences.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'll say that, too, you know? I've had a lot of cool experiences with you, and I definitely remember that more than anything I've ever had.
We have,
you know,
some fun times.
Yeah.
And one of the fun was the South Dakota.
That was
laughing so hard.
There must have been something in the water there, because I was acting a fool out there. I was having so much fun at that. We were at Whole Foods, and I was wearing this wig, and it was only like a half wig. So it was really obvious that it was like a wig, but I was just walking around.
Hair whipping.
It was. I was sending videos to my mom.
You were FaceTiming people.
It was so bad. We were going crazy out there. I'll be out there again this year.
Yeah.
That was actually a really funny time.
Fabrizio, too.
Yeah, Fabrizio's going to come. He's going to come do a show one day, or like an expo at a booth for an hour. And then we had Japan, was really cool. We had some cool experiences in Japan, especially like when we're like actually eating foods.
Yeah.
Crazy fact about Japan, they have fruit out there that's like hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for like grapes. Mm. They have like different rated grapes, and there was like their produce is in like a glass cabinet, and they put it in like a dress box for you. And there was grapes there. I saw some grapes that were like $800. Is for one thing of grapes. It's crazy how it is out there. Anyway, we're just looking at cheap foods and fruits. We weren't buying fruit out there.
That's for sure. That is for sure. You know, I, as many of you know, I took a year off in 2017. And honestly, that was like probably my most unhappy year. And I think it was because, like, you know, I got overwhelmed. I had like a lot of pressure, and I just needed a break. And I took a year off, and I didn't really work out. And I did all those things I mentioned. I went out with friends on the weekend. I slept in. I didn't work out, you know, ate whatever. And I kind of felt so lost. I really did. I felt so lost. I'm just like, what am I living for? Like, what's the goal here? You know? And I think that's like, honestly, it, like competing and fitness. I'll say fitness because it's not just competing, but fitness is like my identity in a way. Yeah. That is like a big part of me. And like without that, I'm just like, who am I? I'm like no one special. I'm like nothing to offer. Like it just felt so empty.
Yeah.
And
I get that. It's not true because you do have a lot to offer, but I get it.
How I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
But yeah, that was also my biggest regret is taking a whole year off. But hey, now I know.
Yeah, you know what? You got to go through those lessons, you know? Mm-hmm. I had to go through those lessons with like playing cards and you know, buying houses and stuff that it didn't make me happy, you know? And that when I leave fitness, that stuff happens to you. So like, yeah, you know, I think that it's everyone has to go through their learnings, you know? Mm-hmm. So I guess what we want to know is what's your why? Why do you compete? Why do you do fitness? Is it forced or do you love it? Like, what's your why and where do you want to go with it? You know, and I ask a lot of people that too when they come in, like when I talk to them and they come in the office or whatever for a consult, every girl's like, I want to be a pro. And I'm like, okay, so let's say you get your pro card, then what? Why do you want to be a pro? And then like, you realize that a lot of these girls have not even thought about that. All they've been so like just one like track minded on becoming a pro that they don't even realize why. And I'm like, well, why? What are you going to do with it once you get it? And then they're like, like they have no answer, you know? And it's like, you haven't thought about anything. And I think that's just like pressure, feeling like you have to do that, you know? But you got to figure out what it is that you want out of it, you know? The being a pro is the best, like, the best platform you can have to get kind of the things that Ashley's talking about, you know? Mm-hmm. To like get sponsors, to get out in the world, and to maybe make your fitness brand the way it is. But you got to find, what's your why? What's your real reason for it? Maybe it's just to influence people and, you know, inspire people. Mm-hmm. And like Ashley does both, you know? And I would, you know, I think that her biggest passion is to inspire others. So maybe that's just what you're using your pro card for, is the platform for that. So it's like, I think everyone needs to really take a second and realize, like, what is my why? Like, and honestly, I think a lot of people need to realize out there that are listening is, are you living a happy life? You know, not just fit. But are you living a happy life, and is there mm-hmm. things you need to change in your life to actually do that? Is your job ideal? You know, if you're 20 years old, 23 years old, and you're listening to this, you have so much room mm-hmm. to like completely just stop doing what you're doing right now and go do something that you're passionate about that gives you that fire in the morning when you wake up, you know? So I don't know. I love saying that stuff because mm-hmm. I know what it's like on the other side of the fence when you feel like you're working, and I know what it's like when you don't feel like you're working. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, this is so much better.
Yeah.
It's just so much better to
like. It might be cool for like a day or two, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hey, okay, now this is boring.
Yeah. It's just not there. Flipping houses sucked. Mm-hmm. You know, I did it only for a few months, but I lost a lot of money after. I had success with a couple houses really quick. And then I basically quit the gym for like 3 months. And then I did this one big, massive house where I lost a lot of money. That's the house that my dad took all my money from me at. But which was not, at this point, I'm glad I didn't make money in that, because I might have just kept doing that, you know? Mm-hmm. But at the time, it was like, man, I was by myself in a house, like, I mean, for 2 months plus, like every day working on things, fixing things. The only contact I had was maybe a contractor that came in and did his work. It was a pretty boring life. I was like, man, this wasn't passionate at all. There's nothing mm-hmm. fun about it. I wasn't leaving any legacy behind. Like if I was leaving anything behind, it would be a nice house for someone until they remodel it. You know,
that's another point, and that's another reason like we're doing what we do. It's like, because you want to look back when you're older and be like, yeah, I did that. Look what I did.
Yeah.
I lived a pretty fulfilled life. I helped a lot of people. I have something to show for it and tell stories to the young ones.
Yeah.
You know, do you want to just like look back when you're older and be like, yeah, I worked 9-to-5 and it was okay.
You know?
Not that 9-to-5s are bad, but I'm just saying, if you feel that you can do much more with that, then do much more, because who's to say you can do a 9-to-5 and still do things on top of that?
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that, but I'm saying like whatever you're doing, make sure you're doing something with passion and purpose and something you're going to be proud of.
Yeah, for sure. Because you only have so long here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's cool that we do have these talks, even though we're like a fitness-based podcast, that we do talk about these things. Because it's, I think there's a lot of people who are in their early 20s and they're trying to, like, lost in life, trying to figure out what is it that I want to do. And they love fitness, but they just haven't put those pieces of the puzzle together. Yeah. You know, I want, like, I'm the, I guess I'm a, because I'm not a businessman. You know, I just happen to happen, I have to be one or else this place won't run. That's just literally the only reason I do it. Like if I don't learn the business side of it, everything will go out of business and I just will all be out of, you know, all the people that work here will be out of a job. So I have to figure it out. But when it comes to like actually doing this and having the passion about like doing it, like that just comes easy. But I think that everyone who's like that age is trying to figure out, what do I need to do with my life? And they love fitness. Like, why not give it a shot? I shouldn't be telling my future competition, because I'm a bad businessman, I shouldn't be telling my future competition to compete against me and come out so it's harder for me to succeed. But honestly, I don't care. Like, I want everyone to be successful and love fitness. And if everyone was a trainer, there'd still be enough clients for everyone, you know? Yeah. So I just really want people to live a fulfilled life. And if fitness is making you happy and you're doing some job that you hate, like maybe it's time to give that a shot. Even if it's part-time at first and you transition into it, like that's fine, you know, but do something different to make your life better tomorrow. Yeah. So,
you know, it's especially when you're younger, sometimes you don't really know what exactly it is that makes you happy. And I, you know, something that, you know, I look back on my life and you know, I was always in sports, right? I was always training for something, whether it be gymnastics or track. Throughout high school and college, I did track. And then I had this little gap, right, between college and bikini. And I was bartending for, I don't know how long, maybe a year? A little bit longer than that. Anyway, during this time, like, again, like, I felt kind of lost. It was weird. It was like, wait, so I'm going, you know, working 4 days a week or whatever, but what is the end goal? Like, what's something to look forward to? And I really couldn't find it. And that's when I stumbled upon like bikini eventually. And then I was like, oh yeah, this is what I've been missing. Training for something, like having a goal to train for, and something physical, obviously. So sports have always been my thing. And it's like, you know, and it just reassured me when I took my break in 2017, like, oh yeah, that's it. Like, I gotta always be training for something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think that's a important thing for people too. Maybe you're like into fitness and you're not sure how far you wanna go with it. I think competing is awesome for you to see how far you go with it at least once in your life. I don't know, I'm a big fan of people doing shows like just at least once if they're into fitness at all, because it gives you something, it tells you a lot about yourself that, and teaches you a lesson in life that you can accomplish anything if you just set your mind to it. And it teaches you how dedicated you can be to something that you're really actually passionate about to reach a goal. And that applies to everything in life. It's not just, hey, I do a show and I look awesome and I have abs and cool pictures for Instagram. It's like, hey, I learned how to be dedicated to a target goal. Like, if my next goal is I want to have a house before I'm 30, like, now you know the type of dedication it takes to get a similar goal. You know, it's just a different time-based goal. Then it's like, hey, I want to be a millionaire before I'm 40. Okay, well, now you know what it takes to do that type of goal. Like, you need to work this hard in a different way to get to the similar type of result. And I think that until you challenge yourself in a way where it's uncomfortable and it's, you know, at times not fun to accomplish this goal, that it's so helpful to like train your mind for it. And the competing is a great way to do that, because it is uncomfortable. There's going to be times where you don't want to wake up and do your workout and cardio. You're going to be times where it's inconvenient. Fitness is always inconvenient, but contest prep is even more inconvenient than that, because you can't go to birthday parties with your friends. Like, you do go there, but you bring your own Tupperware, you know? And you start realizing and dedicating yourself and teaching yourself like this discipline that applies to all aspects of your life. And honestly, I think that that's the only reason that I've had the success I've had, is because that was instilled in me at, you know, as a teenager when I was competing. So like, it just is part of it, you know, like, hey, obviously I have to work hard if I want this goal. You know, when I'm done, I want to have the prep center. Like, obviously we have the only contest prep center in the world right now, which is because it's a terrible idea to have a contest prep center. It doesn't make any money. It's just completely like just holding assets. It's a waste. There's no accruing interest of any type. Like, it's just a terrible business model, but I love it. It makes me happy. And that's what matters. So I want to do another contest prep center, which is even bigger than this one, which would be, again, a nonprofit business model. But what I want to do is I want to impact people out there. You know, like, for me now, it's past the point of me making anything. It's like, what are the kids who were my age what are they, when I was 18 doing shows or whatever, like, where are they at now? Where do they have to go? And I want to be able to provide that place for them, mm-hmm. where they can find their true passion, find their next career. And that's where I get my compensation, is like that stuff. So I can't, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just want to go bigger and bigger and bigger and better. But I learned that discipline that I have to work hard because of competing. And mm-hmm. I think everyone needs to go through that. So anyway, that's my tangent.
Yeah. That's good to know though. And I think it's very important that people hear it. And I think if you're passionate about something, don't let those people call, like, don't let it get to your head if they're calling you obsessed or, oh, that's your whole life. That sucks. Like, no, I love my life.
Yeah.
What can I say? I do. I love my life. I'm very happy. Like, you know, honestly, I can't even remember the last time I cried. Really? Wait, technically, I think it was my eye
your
surgery.
Eyeball. Yeah. Your eyeball.
It's like oozing out. But, you know, for real though, like, when I sit back and look at my life in comparison to others, like looking at overall happiness, like just observing, like I feel like I'm way more emotionally stable. I don't have a lot of drama in my life. I don't cry very often. Like really, probably like twice a year, I'll cry.
Nice.
That's pretty good. When was the last time you cried, Adam?
I was watching a movie.
Really?
Yeah, well, let's see, which movie was it? It was probably, I'm a sensitive guy.
You know something? Actually,
it's embarrassing, but I don't care anymore. I'm older now, I just don't care what people think anymore. Are you going to make fun? Did I cry at some point with you?
No, I was just actually thinking the last time I legitimately cried, I think, was like when I got like a bad measurement or something.
Oh, that, I remember that day.
I was like, my...
I remember that day. It was, we were working out back. And I remember that because we were filming that day too, the workout. And then you were like, I thought you went to the bathroom and you weren't coming back. And then the video guy's like, hey, I think she's crying. I'm like, why would she be crying? She's in the middle of the set, dude. Like, she's going to the bathroom. He's like, she didn't go to the bathroom though. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I think she's crying. I'm like, what? Why would she be crying? We're doing a back workout right now. And then I went into the posing room and you were hunched over. And I was like, what happened?
I think it's like, why was it? Because I was like, not, I didn't make the progress I wanted or something. I don't know. I was cranky that day too though.
Yeah, she was pretty low in calories at that point and pushing really hard and trying to come back to the mile.
It was over with quick and it wasn't that serious. But I want to get back to movies make you cry.
Movies? So sentimental things make me cry. Yeah, sentimental things. But it's pretty like, it's pretty rare. It has to be like a pretty sentimental movie or remind me of like my childhood. Mm-hmm. And it's like the mom movies will get me. Mm. Like the Tupac song, Dear Mama, gets me. Because that's my mom's favorite song too. Because we're West Coast, Southern California guys, you know? Mm-hmm. And so like, it was just like a lot of the situations that we were growing up in. And so like anything that's like that, you know, like, you know, it makes me like sad.
Yeah. But, well, good thing it's only movies and not in real life.
No,
right?
Real life, not too often. Then you get, once in a while, I'll get, like, if you do good at a show, I'll get, like a little, like, emotional.
The good, like, happy, though. The cries. Good, happy tears.
Like, because I know people don't understand what it takes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I see the mental, I see the physical, I see, like, how difficult it is and how Ashley just moves. Which I commend you on, by the way. Like,
oh, well, thank you, Cancer.
The more like top people I work with, the more I realize how special you are, you know, because like everyone, and honestly, I'm just going to call it out. And if you guys are listening, I'm glad you're listening to this, but a lot of you guys talk a lot of shit, like you're a badass, and it is, it's infuriating to the coach because I know you're not. It's so frustrating. And I don't care if you're my guys or girls listening to this and you're like, oh, I'm so motivated. Like, I know when you are because you're checking in, you're hitting your measurements, you're eating your food. There's no excuse. Like, Ashley has never called me and or texted me or whatever and been like, I'm so motivated. And then like 2 weeks later, her and her boyfriend are having problems. And then she's completely sidetracked off of her meal plan, cheated because there was an event that happened that weekend. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, I realize how dedicated, how special you are because you don't go through that. And it's like, I can count on you, you know? I can count on it. They're like, Ashley didn't hear her measurements, it's not because she cheated on her diet. I already know that didn't happen. And if she did, it'll like be like a report of like, oh, I had a jelly bean. Like, I don't think you've ever even done that, but you've had like one thing, you know, and it'll be like tiny. So that's what it takes, you know, you guys that are like out there that maybe you're starting to become somewhat successful in bikini, or you're starting to do okay, like it takes, we're talking, like I think people underestimate this. This is a sport, a professional sport, where people can make a lot of money if they just put the work in. You know, you have a very limited window of when you could be like the best, you know, and if you have that opportunity, your body allows it, like you better take advantage of every single day. Because the problem is that every time you don't take advantage of a day, Ashley isn't taking a day off. So she's getting another day ahead of you and another day ahead of you. And then that's when those are the same girls that are like, oh, Ashley, she's just genetically gifted, right? And I'm like, no, it's that you mess around 6 months out of the year. Ashley doesn't. So she gains 6 months every year on you, mm-hmm. and is why. And she's done that for almost a decade. And so anyway, so that's my tangent on that, because
making me look good. Thank you.
Girls, these people need to hear it, man. They need to hear it. Like, it's not what you talk, it's what you do. You know, I don't want to hear that you're motivated. I don't want to hear it. I don't care. You know, if you're talking about being motivated, that means that you're not living in motivation, because you recognize the surge of motivation. Mm-hmm. But a person like you doesn't really say, I'm so motivated, mm-hmm. because you live in motivation. You act every day as because the end goal is you being successful, because mm-hmm. you found your true why.
Yeah. And I think I'm starting maybe to become more like you. Like, I don't even think about these things. I'm just like, oh, yeah, it's another workout. Yep. Just like another, this is like a shower.
Yeah.
Do it. Just like a habit.
It's so. The same thing, like athlete and coach. Like when I have coaches who are like telling me, they're like, oh, yeah, just it's just a lot of work, and then I'm not. And I'm like, I already know you're not going to be able to outwork me, so you're never going to pass me. Because if you complain even for a second about this being work, then it's not your true passion. You're doing it because you need to make a living. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're passionate about it because you like working out, but you're probably not passionate about it like I'm passionate about it. Where like, if you're not going to be able to outwork me, because to me it's not work. But to you, at a certain point, it is work, and so you're just not going to be able to hang. And I already know how this is going to end.
Oh, yeah. You know? Which is, by side note, I've never heard a complaint from you. I've never heard like, oh my God, I've got so much work to do today, Ashley, we can't train. Like, you know what I mean? I've never heard anything of that sort. No complaints ever associated with work. Never. Never. That's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, actually, I appreciate that. You know, it's, I don't know. I can't turn it off, but I like it. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
You know, so. So anyway, that is, I guess, do we have anything else, Ashley?
I think that's all. Like, just,
I like this one.
Take that in, let it sit there and marinate.
Let it sit and marinate. And guys, if you found your why, you know, help other people find their why, you know, because there's a lot of people out there. And this is a sad thing. This is a sad thing. Like, these people out, there's a lot of people out there that are driving to work, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes a day, one way. Like, only happiness they have in their day is that, like, drive, listening to music or whatever. They go to work. Like, the happiest part of their day is when they're, like, watching a video on their phone in the bathroom or something. And then they go and they hate this job. And then they come back. They drive 30 more minutes back home, right? Or maybe, and then their only other passion, only their happiness in their life is maybe they go to the gym, right? Which brings them happy. And I'm like, don't you realize that is it? Like, that's when you're happy. So do that. Like, do that all day long. Even if you make less, do that. You know, so help people realize, like, maybe that they need to live a life that fulfills themselves, not that their life that their parents think they should do, you know? And I think that that's a big problem with a lot of people, is that, like, I'm doing this job because my mom thinks I should be, like, my mom and dad told me that I should be a doctor, I should be a lawyer, that's why I'm going to school. And if you have no passion for it, but you love fitness, then run with fitness, man. I was given the opportunity to be a millionaire from my family at a young age. And, you know, but I was going to be selling groceries all day, working in like Hispanic grocery stores and not even speaking English pretty much the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And I don't speak very good Spanish, so, by the way, but like, it wouldn't have been hard if I wanted to just chase the dollars, you know, mm-hmm. be a millionaire at 21, you know? And so, it doesn't matter what they want. It's matter what you want, you know? So just, I'm so big into that, because it turns out right. You know, in the end, it turns out right. You're going to struggle. It's going to suck at first. But in the end, it turns out right. So anyway, with that, we will leave you.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to tune in next week for another new episode. And as always, we are looking for suggestions on topics, because we want to know what you want to know.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks so much for helping us out with that. And if you could, rate us 5 stars. I appreciate it.
That's a good plug.
Yeah, we're going to plug that. We're thirsty for stars, bro.
Give us the stars.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye.